ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तापरेषु अपत्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नास्तिके कृष्णे स्वातमपाकते तार्मक्यानिपि सह कलौनास्तति सम्मेषा पूर्वना कुतु नोदितः क्रान्तराजसिंहपाकथां कीचाय. So read from Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, 7th canto, 2nd chapter, text 58. Sri Hiranyakashipu uvaca, Bala evam pravatati sarve vismita Chetasaha Gyatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatitam Hiranyakashipuravacha Ala Evam Prabhatati Sarve Vismita Chetasaha Gyatayo menire sarvam Anityam ayatatitam Anityam ayatotitam Sri Hiranyakashipu uvaca Bala evam pravatati Sarve vismita chetasaha Gyatayo menire sarvam Anityam ayatotitam Sri Hiranyakashipu uvaca. Sri Hiranyakashipu said, Bala, while Yamaraj in the form of a boy, Bala means boy, huh? Right? Bala means boy. So Yamaraj, who came as a in the form of a boy. Evam, thus, Prabhatati was speaking very philosophically. Sarve, all. Vismita, struck with wonder. Chetasaha, their hearts, Gyataya, the relatives, Menire, the thought, Sarvam, everything material, Anityam, temporary, Ayata, Soditam, arisen from temporary phenomena. Arisen from temporary phenomena. Translation purpose by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Kichai. Hiranyakashipu said, is addressing the Aditi. What is mother of the Asuras? Aditi's sister named Diti, she is the mother of the Asuras. And all the family members of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were twin brothers. So they all lamented because of the demise, that means death of Hiranyaksha. He was killed by Lord Varaha Dev. So Hiranyakashipu, he addressed these ladies, family members, who were all pitifully crying, lamenting. So Hiranyakashipu said, while Yamaraj, in the form of a small boy, was instructing all the relatives surrounding the ideal body, the dead body of Suyagya, everyone was struck with wonder by his philosophical words. They could understand that everything material is temporary, not continue to exist. Purport. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 2.18. Antavan na ima deha nitya shokta sharirina. The body is perishable, but the soul within the body is imperishable. Therefore, the duty of those advanced in knowledge in human society is to study the constitutional position of the imperishable soul and not waste the valuable time of human life in merely maintaining the body and not considering life's real responsibility. Every human being should try to understand how the spirit soul can be happy and where he can attain an eternal blissful life of knowledge. Human beings are meant to study these subject matters, not to be absorbed in caring for the temporary body, which is sure to change. No one knows whether he will receive a human body again. There is no guarantee. For according to one's work, one may get any body, from that of a demigod to that of a dog. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Aham mama pi manati tva yatatam anityakam mahadati yatatam cha nitya chapi yatodita asvatantraiva prakritihi svatantro nitya eva cha yatata bhutascha para eka eva chanadana. Only Janardana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is ever-existing, but His creation, the material world, is temporary. Therefore, everyone who is captivated by the material energy and absorbed in thinking, I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, is in illusion. One should think only of being eternally a part of Janardana, and one's endeavor in this material world, especially in this human form of life, should be to attain the association of Lord Janardana by going back home, back to Godhead. Sri Hiranyakashipu vacha, pala evam pravadati sarve vismita cetasaha gyatayo menire sarvam anityam ayatotitam. Hiranyakashipu said, while Yamaraj, in the form of a small boy, was instructing all the relatives surrounding the dead body of Suyagya, everyone was struck with wonder by his philosophical words. They could understand that everything material is temporary, not continuing to exist. Om Agyati Maranyasya Gananchana Salakyam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapatantikam. So sometimes demons like Hiranyakashipu also seem to be educated in Vedic knowledge, at least temporarily. They become enlightened. When a materialist becomes enlightened, it's mostly if somebody of dear relatives dies, right? If a dear relative dies, then when suddenly heart and mind opens to be very open for philosophical thoughts. What is life, meaning of life, cause of life, what is death, what is after death. So these thoughts are manifesting in conditioned souls' hearts, especially if a dear relative dies. Although there's dying taking place all the time. We know, and we hear, and we can observe. Death is taking place all the time, especially on this earth region. It's Martya Loka. Death is constantly taking place. So many people are dying all the time, but we are not concerned about them. Even in wars, so many people are dying. And we hear every day in the news, you know, how many people again were killed. But we are not so much concerned about them. We're not crying or lamenting about them. We take it for normal. But if a relative is dead or dies, oh, this is very heavy. This goes very deep in the heart. Because the relative becomes like a part of yourself. That's the illusion of the conditioned soul. The conditioned souls who is attached to the human body, to a human body or to a particular body, he becomes very much attached to this body, and then of course also to the expansions of the body or relatives of the body, like the wife, the children, the grandchildren later on, the nephews, everyone practically in one's near family relation, and also the friends and well-wishers, and the parents of course, and the grandparents, and the uncles, everyone becomes very much dear to us, like a part of us, because we go through so many nice times with them. And they're our contemporaries, they're helping us. We're going with them through life, so we're very much close to them. We cannot imagine a life without them. And if suddenly one of these very dear relatives is dying, is not anymore a part of our life, then it's great grief. So this is natural for somebody who is attached to the temporary. The body is known as temporary. Everyone actually knows. But we don't want to have it always, have it as a truth, or take it as a fact. One time, Yamaraj, he asked Yudhisthira, Yamaraj came in disguise, so he asked Yudhisthira, what is the most wonderful thing that you have seen in your life? That's the most amazing thing. So Yudhisthira, he replied, Ahani hani bhutani gacchanti achamalayam sesham stavaram ichanti kim acharya takparam. The most wonderful thing I have seen in my life is that so many people I have seen and heard that they die or that they're dead, but I still think that I will never die. This is the Kim Acharya Atak Param. This is the most amazing thing. That we don't want to take that as granted, as a fact. Although we know about it. Of course, it's a difference between knowing and realization. Unless it concerns ourselves. Unless it concerns ourselves, then it goes very deep. And so Hiranyakashipu, when he heard that his dear brother, twin brother, younger brother, Hiranyaksha, was killed by Varahadev, so he became first very angry and upset, and he swore is weird that he will take revenge, blood revenge, that he will find out the killer of my brother. And then if I killed him, I will offer the blood of this of our enemy, of our family, to my departed brother, who was very much fond of sucking blood. He was like a vampire. He liked to drink blood. Very materialistic, gross people, they like to eat meat, or they even drink the blood, or eat meat in form of blood. And they consider this very delicious. They enjoy that. So, and because demons, they have also rakshasa tendency. They like also even human blood. So Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to offer that to his departed brother. But when he saw that all his family members who were dear to him were lamenting, then he tried to pacify them with philosophical words. So that means some demons, very materialistic person, they remember some Puranic story. Purana itihasa cha. So they study or they hear some related story from Purana itihasa. These are Puranic. Itihasa means history, historical stories from the revealed scriptures. And these Puranas are very appreciated by everyone because they're not necessarily directly related with the Lord, but also with the life, giving us nice teachings in the form of a nice story. And there was a story given how one time there was a dead of the king, Suyagya. So he was a very great king, and he had many family members, wives, and so on, relatives. And so he died, and then all the women and family members, they surrounded the dead body of the king and didn't want to let him go. They became attached to the dead body. The life is gone. They didn't want to let him go, although it was the time. If somebody dies in the daytime, before sunset, body has to be burned. If it dies in the night, then before sunrise, it has to be burned. So it is the custom before sunset, the body has to be burned of a departed soul. It's only the dress. But his relatives were so attached to this dress of their relative or husband that they still didn't want to let him go. They embraced him. And they didn't want to let him go to the funeral ceremony to burn the body and put the ashes in the Ganga or a holy river. But in Vedic time, this was very necessary, that the body who died, that he is burned time and the right time and before and put in the Ganga, holy river, for to attain higher destination. So what happened? Yamaraj came. Yamaraj, he accepted the body or shape of a young boy. Young boy is very innocent. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport, a young boy can enter anywhere, also in a palace. So when the young boy came, everyone let him in. So the guards didn't stop him. So he could come to that place where these ladies, the inner chambers where the king died, surrounded by all his relatives. And then he started to speak sweet words, philosophical words. These were all grown up relatives, people, reasonable people. But then there's a small boy come, you know, and then he starts to speak philosophy about life and death, and about the life after that. And then he asked these queens, you know, why you're actually lamenting? Because this body is dead now. That means the real soul, what you have seen, the real life force you have never seen, is gone now. So don't lament. So, and he gave them nice instructions. All in relation and in confirming with Vedic Siddhanta. So when these ladies heard about this knowledge, about this from the Yamaraj in the form of a boy, they became very much amazed. This boy also mentioned the story of a bird family. And the woman, or the girl, the lady bird, was killed by a hunter. The children were at home in the nest, and the father bird, and he came and saw his wife dead, so very much lamented, and he cried. And he cried so loud, so that the hunter who was nearby could notice that this bird, another bird, came. So he came there with a bow and arrow and killed the lamenting male bird. Because he thought, how I will now nourish our family, our children, our dear mother, wife? It's dead. So how I will take care? How? And he lamented. And instead to save himself, you know, he was killed himself. And then later on also his small children. They had no more shelter. So when Yamaraj in the small of this small boy was narrating this story, all the family members of Suyagya, they became very much amazed. And Hiranyakashipu, he narrated this story to his relatives. And then when they heard about this, they also became very much amazed. And gradually, due to the story, they became at least temporarily detached. There's a saying, smashana vairagya, becoming detached on the graveyard or on the funeral ceremony. That means if in the funeral ceremony one becomes very philosophically inclined, thoughtful, and becomes detached, some feeling of vairagya appears. But because it's smashana vairagya, it is only temporary. Because very soon maya, the Lord's external energy, who is always covering the consciousness of the conditioned souls and puts the conditioned soul more and more in illusion, covers the soul, and the mind and the intelligence of the soul, and that after a few days or weeks of lamenting and mourning for the departed soul or relative, one forgets everything. And one goes on with the same track of life, with the same habits. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Chamma mrityu chara vyadi dukha doshana anudashanam. So this chamma, birth, old age, disease and death is continue. This cycle of birth and death. As long we are attached to the temporary body. And even somebody who is very knowledgeable, or hears good instruction from scriptures and from sadhus and from the spiritual master may still cannot remember on the long term, and we forget. Because the living entity, conditioned soul, has a tendency to forget. Whatever we learn, in one point, in the crucial time when we actually need it, we forget. Therefore we need a devotee or a personality with intelligence always seeks a good association, shelter of devotees, shelter of the holy name, shelter of Krishna, the Vaishnavas. That's the ultimate shelter. And he prays to the Lord and to the Vaishnavas, please give me always opportunity that I will not forget you, that I always can become more and more fixed on you and become attached to your lotus feet, because only your lotus feet are the ultimate shelter and the place of liberation where we become free from anxieties, birth, old age, disease and death. All these anxieties become vanquished if we take shelter on the lotus feet of Mukunda, or as pointed out here, Lord Janardana. What means Janardana? Janardana means the Lord of all living entities. Jana, the origin, is the original cause of all living entities. He is our ultimate shelter. But we have forgotten Janardana because we are since time immemorial in contact with material creation, with this Maya, and we are accepting not Janardana as our family member, our father, mother, son, and well-wisher. And we are accepting temporary persons who are materially conditioned as brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, well-wishers. And then this leads to ultimately, again and again, it's unavoidable, to misery. Therefore, saintly persons, they live in such a way that they never become attached to the temporary. Asat Sangha Tyaga, E Vaishnavachara, Stri Sangha, Krishna Bhakta, Asadwara. That was Lord Chaitanya's instruction. To give up the attachment and association to Asat Sangha and become attached to Sat Sangha, the association of saintly persons who have saintly behavior, who have realization of the Shastras and apply it in their own life. This Sadhachara, to follow in the footsteps and the examples of the saintly persons, it's the only remedy, it's the only meaning how to come out of darkness and come to light, come to knowledge, transcendental knowledge. So that's the mercy of Spiritual Master, that's the mercy of the Vaishnavas, that the fortunate soul can receive this instructions and also take it to our heart and soul and cultivate it every day, all the time, and don't forget it. Also to Lord Chaitanya's time in Chaitanya Leela, Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a very instructive story in this relation. Lord Chaitanya used to dance and to chant, sing in ecstatic love in Srivas Thakur's house, Srivas Angam, in Mayapur, with all his very close associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas Thakur, all his brothers. Only those who were pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya could enter in that courtyard or temple of Srivas Thakur. Those who were not devotees, or who had some bodily conception still, they could not enter. They were forbidden to come. So Lord Chaitanya gave this instruction. He didn't want to become disturbed by external symptoms of bodily conception. crying and disturbance. I'm hungry now. I want to eat. I want to sleep. He didn't want to hear about that. So there was an incident. Srivas Thakur, one of his sons, he became ill, became very sick. Kirtan was going on, but then somehow or other, his son died. Srivas Thakur's son died. And of course, the ladies, they're all family members, especially from women's side, they all started to cry and to lament surrounding the dead body of the boy. Notice came to Srivas Thakur, was in the kirtan. So he went, but he didn't want to disturb the Lord's dancing, his ecstasy. So he went out of the kirtan room for some short moment to see what is going on. And he saw his dead son and the ladies are crying. So what Srivas says, he's a very detached person, you're foolish ladies, why you're crying? Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is our eternal relative and well-wisher, is dancing in great ecstasy in our own house, in our house. So we should not lament. Nothing can happen by chance. You should not lament. You should not disturb. You should not disturb the Lord in his dance. So Srivas Thakur, he told these ladies, if you want to lament, lament after the kirtan, not now during the kirtan. Because now kirtan is most suspicious. We anyway cannot change the destiny. The soul is gone now. So don't lament. Let us have the kirtan finish. And let Lord Chaitanya relish the ecstasy of great Krishna prema. But the Lord, no, Lord Chaitanya, is very, very kind to his devotees. He's very loving. He actually accepted Srivas Thakur's family as his family. Lord Chaitanya exclaimed, everyone in Srivas Thakur's family is my family. It's very dear to me. Even the dogs. Even his maidservants. There was one particular maidservant that Srivas Thakur had. Her name was Dukhi. Dukhi Devidasi. Dukhi is not a very nice name. If you would get this name in the time of initiation, what you would think? Dukhi, your name is Dukhi Devidasi. Wow! I don't need such a name, and I already know that I'm Dukhi. So, but that was her name. Sometimes it happened in Bengal. There was also one Dukhi. Shyamananda Prabhu, he was known as Dukhi because the parents gave him this name. Why? Because all his brothers before him, they died. So the parents, they thought, oh, we name our child Dukhi because that is already an inauspicious name. So no more inauspiciousness will overcome him. So he will be protected because he already has inauspiciousness in his name. Of course, later on he became initiated by Hridaya Chaitanya, who was a disciple of Goridas Pandit, and he had added Krishna Das, Dukhi Krishna Das. So he's very famous in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. He also has his temple here, Radha Shyama Sundar. Later on, he got darshan of Radharani. And blessing, he got special tilak and special name. Again, other name, Shyamananda Prabhu. Anyway, to come to the story, so her name was Dukhi. But she had a very nice service attitude. Always brought Ganga water. for offering, doing Maha Abhishek to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, seeing the service attitude of that lady, he became very pleased, and he told, what's her name? Dukhi. Lord Chaitanya said, that's not a good name. No. Here in Srivas Thakur's house, nobody should be Dukhi. Everyone should be Sukhi. Therefore, from now on, your name is Sukhi Devidasi. So he changed. Sukhi, your happiness, because you're a servant in Srivas Thakur's house. But now an incident happened. One of the dear relatives, a son, personal son of Srivas, died. First, Lord Chaitanya continued chanting, dancing in ecstasy, but then suddenly he stopped. He stopped. And everyone became quiet. And he told, somehow or other I feel no ecstasy now. It seems to be there's something inauspicious happening here in Srivas Angam, in the house of Srivas. Is there something happened? He asked Srivas. Is there some inauspiciousness? Some incident happened here? Or accident? So Srivas, first he didn't want to say, he didn't want to disturb the Lord in his ecstatic dancing and emotions. So he told, my son died. Lord Chaitanya told, when it happened? How many hours ago? Why nobody told me? Srivas Thakur, 7.5 hours ago. At 7.5 hours and nobody told me anything? Kirtan was going on since 7.5 hours. From the evening time, over the midnight, non-stop Kirtan. Real Kirtan Mela, Kirtan Marathon. Every night I had this Kirtan Marathon in Srivas Thakur's house. That's the birthplace of the Sankirtan movement. Non-stop Kirtan for 1 year, every night. For 7, 8, 10 hours, 12 hours, Kirtan all the time. Not just sitting and meditating and a nice melody. Ecstasy, Prema Kirtan. Everyone was dancing and crying because Lord Chaitanya revealed these ecstatic symptoms and infected everyone with it. And everyone became mad like Lord Chaitanya. Immediately bring me to him. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gaura Sundar, went to the dead body of the son of Srivas, and he touched his chest with his lotus hand and called him back. Dear son of Jiva, dear Jiva, son who was the son of Srivas Thakur, please come back to your body. So Lord Chaitanya, who is also Janardana, the source of all living entities, he brought the soul back to life in the body of Srivas Thakur. And he asked him, there was also Nityananda present. He asked this boy, why you left Srivas Thakur? He's such a good father. You have such a good fortune to be his son. Why you left his family? And then the Jiva replied, my dear Lord, it is my destiny to leave now. Therefore I left to go to the next destination of my life. I know my good fortune that I became the son of Srivas Thakur, but somehow or other I had to go and I have to go to the next destination. And I pray to your lotus feet that in the future I again get the opportunity to always remember you and never forget you, and to be always be in the association and in the house of your devotee. And then the soul departed again. Then Lord Chaitanya told to Srivas, Now you have lost one son. But I will tell you, you have two sons instead of this one son. You got two sons. Chaitanya and Nitai. They will never leave you. They are your eternal sons. They are your eternal sons. We never leave you. Therefore, the point is, as soon we take Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam, as our family members, as our relatives, and see them as our mothers, fathers, teacher, well-wisher, son, and so on, and serve them with our full heart and love and devotion. With the same way we are serving our relatives, we should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because He's the life, the Lord of our life. So if we are doing that, we will never be overcome by misfortune or by lamentation. Lamentation maybe is there. Of course, if somebody dear is dying, but as Prabhupada in his Vrindavan Bhajan, in his poem, was saying, now they are now all a list of names. Where is my mother now, my dear father, all my relatives who were all very caring to me? They're all not with me anymore. So it's now only remains a list of names. And in this poem, he explains very nicely the process or the philosophy of Bhagavad Dharma, and also from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. No, the soul is sometimes up and sometimes down, like pieces of straw. Sometimes we meet and sometimes we become separated on this wave of the ocean of birth and death. And as long as we are not actually taking shelter or have the good fortune to come in association with the devotees' family, with the acharyas or Krishna's family, then we are misfortunate, then we are unfortunate. And we become most fortunate if we are finding shelter in the families of Krishna's devotees. This is our home. And we should always pray that we can always live in this family, that we will never forget. Because his family is eternal. Krishna's family, the family of devotees is eternal. Because the devotees understand we are not his body. They realize that. They're acting on the eternal platform. And if we are following in their footsteps and become attached to them, then we also become convinced and enlightened in this process of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Stopping here. Grantarar Simha Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Any question, maybe? Yes?
My question is that you talk about that we should have affection and by worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. But you already hear this, but I always find that the Lord's face, that is attractive, but Lord's feet, you know, I don't find them attractive.
No?
Lord's feet.
No?
And attachment. I always think the face is very attractive, but you only hear that we should, you know, serve the lotus feet and they are very attractive, you know, very beautiful.
No.
So something can be more like it, but some attachment towards the lotus feet of the Lord.
Yeah, that means you still see the body of the Lord as something material. Something a temporary manifestation of an idol, of a form of the Lord, in form of wood or stone or metal. There's no difference between the Lord's face and his feet. Actually, the devotees are more attracted to his feet than to his face. That's the interesting. They're like honeybees. Lord Krishna's lotus feet is like a lotus flower, so honeybees are always humming around, getting the nectar from the lotus feet. Like when there was a time, you know, in Mahabharata, you can hear the time was when Krishna had an army. He told, I will not fight personally, but I have one Akshahini army. So he called Arjuna and Duryodhana, you come next morning to me, and then you can ask me what you like. You like to have army, or you like to have me? So Krishna was lying on his bed. Duryodhana, he was thought, I'm smart. I'm coming before Arjuna. I'm first. And he was sitting on the side of Krishna's head, face. And Arjuna came, and he took. He was sitting on the lotus feet of on the side of the bottom of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So when Krishna woke up, of course he doesn't look on the side. He looked first to his. Who is on his lotus feet? And he saw Arjuna first. Duryodhana, he thought, oh, the Lord will definitely look at me first because I'm on his head, on his face side. He will look at me first. But no, Krishna was looking on the feet. Who is there? Because there must be his devotee there, Arjuna. He knew that. So yeah, oh, Arjuna, you are here. So what you decided? So Arjuna told, my dear Lord, I don't need an army, I only want to have you. I only want to have you on my side, that's all. Duryodhana was jubilating, oh this fool, he took Krishna and he didn't took the army, so now it's a victory for sure for me, because I have one Akshahini more. What was the difference? Six or seven Akshahinis on Pandava side? How many were there? How many Akshahinis on Pandava side? Seven, huh? Seven and 18 in total. There were 11 Akshahinis on Duryodhana's side. That means he would have 10, but he got one extra more. Krishna's personal army. He thought, now it's for sure that Arjuna and Pandavas will be killed. But he actually didn't count on Krishna, Janardana, who was always affectionate to the his devotees. And his devotees became victorious on the battlefield of Kurukshetra because they always took shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, not on his face. You should not look unnecessarily on Krishna's face. You should look on his feet and hear the words emanating from Krishna, the instructions, Shiksha. Then life will become perfect. Don't think, oh, Krishna's face is so beautiful, like kiss him and embracing him like a gopi. We are not on this level. This sahaja, prakrita. We should have a service attitude. Everyone who wants to become close, near and dear to Krishna should have service attitude. Humble servant. Servant of the servant of Krishna's lotus feet. So this kind of attachment you should try to develop. And then you can appreciate the beauty of Krishna's lotus feet. Beautiful smell, the beauty. The different marks on his feet. The color of his feet. Everything is very beautiful. There's no difference between Krishna's head and Krishna's feet. Angani asa sakalendir vritti manti pasyanti panti kalyanti chiram chaganti ananda chimaya sad ananda chimaya now I lost the Angani asa saklendra vittimanti, pashanti pante kalyanti, chiram chaganti. Ananda Chimai Ras as a Govinda Madhipurusham Tamam Bachami. Anyway, the verse is not flowing today or now. But the purpose is clear. Angani Asya Sakalendra Vitimya. With all his parts, and Krishna can perform all other functions. He doesn't have to eat with his mouth. He can also eat with his feet. He can see with his feet. He can do everything with his different angas, because they are not different. They are not limited, because Lord Krishna's form is Satchitananda, Vigraha. So Krishna's feet is very sweet, and taking shelter at him first, we should take shelter in his feet, not in his lotus face. Bhagavatam also is built up like that. First two cantos are Krishna's lotus feet. And then you come gradually to lotus head and the tenth canto. You don't jump over the process. So we meditate on the lotus feet and then go to the face. You cannot go directly to the face. It's impersonal. Queen Kunti, she was praying. What is the verse? A meditation. Nama pankacha namaya, nama pankacha netraya, namaste pankachangraye. So she was meditating on Krishna's chest first. Navel. Nabhaya, then the chest, lotus flower garland, then his face, then the feet. Why she did? Because she was aunt. She was the aunt of Krishna. So from the aunt, you know, she doesn't look to Krishna's feet first, because of an elder family member. So Krishna was a junior to her, like a younger family member. But actually the process is to meditate on the feet first, and ultimately also taking shelter on the feet. Even if you look on the navel first, and then the garland, and then the face, ultimately you have to take shelter on Namaste Pankachangraye, on the lotus feet of the Lord. That's devotee. So even Queen Kunti, ultimately she took shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. So it doesn't matter, ultimately, in the beginning or in the end, we have to take shelter in Krishna's lotus feet. Okay? Hare Krishna. Good, I stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.